You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2008, the 15th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Boston, Massachusetts from February 3rd through February 6th, 2008.
There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted it. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. At CROI 2008, one of the most important HIV-related medical conferences of the year, Dr. Gerald Perrone interviewed a number of researchers about their studies. What follows is one of those interviews.
Hi, this is Jerry Perrone from the AIDS Research and Treatment Center of the Treasure Coast, interviewing Peter Hunt. Can you say your name and your affiliation and the title of your paper?
Peter Hunt, UCSF. The paper is Relationship Between HIV-Specific Immune Response, T-Cell Activation, and CD4 Depletion in HIV-Infected Patients with Undetectable Plasma HIV RNA Levels in the Absence of Therapy.
And can you walk us through your abstract and what research did you do and what did you find?
Mm-hmm. So many people have focused on this rare group of HIV-infected patients called elite controllers who can control viral replication in the absence of therapy. And particularly vaccinologists have been focused on these HIV-specific immune responses to figure out correlates of natural protection. We've examined them from a different point of view. We've wondered whether these strong HIV-specific immune responses they develop might actually have negative consequences. We and others have shown that patients with high levels of T-cell activation tend to progress more rapidly to AIDS, and in the setting of treatment, gain fewer T cells during suppressive antiretroviral therapy. So we wondered whether these elite controllers, while exhibiting strong HIV-specific immune responses, might have abnormally high levels of T cell activation too, which might be a bad thing. And in fact, we found that they do. Compared to uninfected patients, they have much higher levels of activated CD8 T cells, and they even have higher CD8 T cell activation levels in treated patients maintaining viral suppression. If you look at their CD4 counts as a group, many groups studying elite controllers will also select patients based on their CD4 count. So there'll be elite controllers controlling the virus, but also be long-term non-progressors maintaining normal CD4 counts. We're only selecting patients based on their virologic control, and we include some patients who have actually progressed. In fact, as a group, they have lower T-cell counts than HIV-uninfected patients, and 7% of our sample had progressed to AIDS. One had developed KS at a reasonably normal CD4 count, and three others were maintaining very low, declining T-cell counts below 200. And in fact, the more T-cell activation these folks had, the lower their CD4 count.
What measures of immune activation did you look at in this study?
So we looked at co-expression of CD38 and HLA-DR on both CD4 and CD8 T-cells. And I'll tell you that most of the abnormal increases in activation that we see are driven by HLA-DR expression. So there have been some high-profile publications recently linking a high HLA-DR expression in elite controllers to the control of the virus. CD8 cells express these high levels of HLA-DR, more capable of controlling a viral replication, but what we're showing here is that there may also be a negative consequence to that. Those with the highest levels of DR expression actually have the lowest CD4 counts. So many of them had progressed. In this panel, we're showing that the strongest HIV-specific T-cell responses, again, what's a direct measure of the response we think is controlling viral replication, those with the highest responses also had the highest levels of T-cell activation. So we think there's a balance going on here that while these strong HIV-specific T-cell responses are contributing to control the virus, they're also resulting in generalized inflammatory consequences which might lead to CD4 depletion.
And so your research has shown that linkage by the fact that these patients with greater levels of immune activation tended to have lower CD4 cells.
That's right.
But do you have longitudinal data as well, or was this more of a snapshot?
This is a cross-sectional study, a snapshot. So we can't prove cause or consequence here, but there is a lot of evidence outside of the elite controller literature to suggest that T-cell activation predicts subsequent CD4 decline. So
yes, and there are some other posters at this meeting that show that phenomenon as well. And I think that's new information for many clinicians. The sense, I think, is that if someone is an elite controller, then they have no worries. But in fact, if they tend to have what your study is showing and perhaps others, is that if these individuals have greater levels of immune activation, they may have a downward trend to their CD4 count
and
even develop AIDS.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice. should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on CROI 2008 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2008.